Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Staccato. Today we have a non-med school guest. This is huge. Tanner,
Switching
you
it
don't
up,
know this.
finally.
Tanner, you don't know this, but basically we've had all of Avantika's med class because she's in med school down at U of A for the past like 10 guests. So you're our first non-med school guest. So we're trying to bring in some more of my realm of knowledge and people in group. So we're happy to have you on. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of
Yeah,
course.
definitely a breath of fresh air. Let's start off by hearing a little bit about you, what you're doing right now, what you're up to.
Yeah, so I'm well, first and foremost, my name is Tanner. Me and Acacia are actually classmates at Thunderbird. So my current path of study is global affairs at the school, but I do have my undergraduate in business and sustainability. So I really got into global affairs because I traveled around a lot when I was young. I was an exchange student several times, so I had the chance to go all around Europe and then even in China. So it's been a great path, a great journey, and I think Thunderbird's a good place for me so far. But
Very
I like
cool.
it. I like it a lot. Yeah.
Are you also
And
doing the 4+1?
yes. So
Okay.
I was a 4+1, and it was kind of nice, but it was very stressful, like undergrad and trying to balance master's degree at the same time. But I got through that like little year period, and
Yeah.
now I can relax and almost at the end of it. So if I could just get through two more classes, I'll get my diploma and I'll be very happy.
I
No.
guess. Are you
Yeah.
taking part two of Global Affairs with Gamso after a break?
Is that the one with data analytics, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I am taking that one.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, I
Yeah.
think it's gonna
Yeah.
be most of the people that were just in our session A are gonna be in the session B too, which should be
If
good.
that's the case, that'll be good. Because it's always good when you have, a good class, and then if you can continue that good class, because
Yeah.
we had a good dynamic,
Even though we
Yeah.
have the same concentration, we really have not had that many classes together. I think literally we had this one in session A, which was global affairs theories, and then accounting and finance. And that was it, right? Like, we haven't had any class together ever.
No, not at all. Yeah. Well, because if you had RBE, you probably had it with somebody
I'm
else.
taking it
RBE.
right now.
Oh, you are right now. Okay.
That's why,
Gotcha.
yeah.
That's why. Yeah.
And then a funny thing, because of course Arizona is way too small. I found out that like recently, like Tanner and I had a conversation not that long ago, that he did a rotary exchange year to Belgium, which is of course what I was supposed to do before COVID. And so he did it the year before me, got to do exactly what I was supposed to do, but he beat COVID by a little bit. And then you didn't even end up having to go home early, right? Like you stuck it out or you came home a little bit early.
So I actually, when I was there, we had a conversation about it where like you could go home or you could be responsible for bringing COVID to the US. And I was like, you know what? Maybe stay in quarantine in Belgium. Not a bad idea. And I enjoyed the countryside and just made like it's yoga and cooking. It was a great time for me personally, but the world was on fire, so I feel bad for
Well,
all of
there's
that.
worse places to be quarantined, that's for sure. I'd take Belgium. That's a good place.
That is very
For
true.
real.
Yeah.
For
Has
real.
that been your only study abroad experience, or have you been able to live abroad for an extended amount of time? So I was in Chengdu, China for 3 weeks when I was in high school. And then I was at, when at ASU, I did a program with CIEE, which is Council of International Education and Exchange. And I was able to live in Italy, Germany, and Denmark with that. So I spent about 6 weeks in each of those places. And it was
Nice.
a wonderful, wonderful experience. It was
Yeah.
a really good program. Very happy about
Super
that.
fun. And he
Yeah.
speaks French. And so I also invited him to my French social club that I recently joined. I think, have you only come the one time we went together, or did you go another time when I wasn't there?
Is this Apéro Digi
Yeah.
or oh
Yeah.
yeah, that's the only time I've ever been that. Yeah.
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 You gotta
So
come again. I'm not going tonight because it's in downtown Phoenix, but whenever it's in Tempe, especially, I try and go. And they like rotate through the valley. But yeah, that's a thing we had in common. We just sang French karaoke. We sang La Vie en Rose at
Oh.
our end of semester party in the class that we had together. That was nice. I think personally, I think one of the better performances of the That's
Yeah.
fun. So, did you learn French through school, or do you have family members that speak, anything like that?
So
Or
when I
just
was,
Belgium?
yeah.
True, yeah.
So when I was in Belgium, I lived with host families, and it's funny, like I got there and like the minute I got there, I was like, all right, we'll speak English a little bit, but after that, you're gonna have to speak French, and I just had to pick it up. But
Yeah.
honestly, it's so easy to pick up a language when you live in the country because you're just surrounded by objects. Like every single day, like you're just interacting with it, and it's like you need to use it. So I mean, if you just use it like on a regular basis, anyone can learn any language, at least, and that's what I think. Like if you have an American that goes to Saudi Arabia, they can pick up Arabic. If you have someone that goes to, you know, if you have someone that goes to like someone from Germany goes to Mumbai, they could pick up Gujarati. You know, like if you're in it, you're surrounded by it, you're using it, like you're gonna learn the language, you know. But if you're in a classroom and you only use it for 1 hour a day, like, you know, that's you're not gonna make as much progress. At least that's what I believe. That's what I've seen.
Agreed. So you went in with like you didn't even do French in high school, like you literally went in with like bonjour and that's it.
Yeah, my extent of French language was all the vocab used in the movie Ratatouille. That was it. That was
So funny.
all. That was literally. That was everything. That was everything I learned. And
That's
then,
crazy.
yeah.
I don't know if you met Emily Getzenberger, who was the year before you that went to Belgium, and she's Donna's daughter,
I
who
have
like
met her.
organizes exchange. So she, same thing. I think she went in because she did Spanish in high school, like I assume you probably did. So she went in with no French, whatever, came back, of course, fluent, like always the case.
I actually have a really good relationship with Donna. She's awesome. She's a really good person. And yeah, like when I was going through Rotary, she helped me out with a lot of just like the paperwork, the process. She was telling me about like, you know, all the information and telling us, giving us like just a lot of support. So, you know,
I have a
I,
love-hate
yeah.
relationship with Donna.
Really?
Like she's a good person. No doubt about that, but it's definitely like the whole thing is very political, unfortunately. And so yeah.
So, Tanner, what are some long-term goals? You're going to finish up your master's here in a couple months, and then what's next for you?
So I'm actually thinking about joining the Peace Corps. And if I have a position, I mean, knock on wood, whatever woods around me. Knock on wood that I get it, hopefully. I have an interview next week, and if I get it, then I'll leave October 30th to go for a trip to Uganda for 2 years.
Wow.
So yeah, if I get it,
Exciting.
yeah.
For Peace Corps, do you get to choose where you go or they assign you?
You can, there's an option on the website. You can either choose or you can just have them send you wherever. And I was thinking about choosing, and I was like, you know what? I'm rolling the dice. Let's see where they send me.
Wow.
So, you know, yeah,
Still
those are the two.
surprises me that they didn't send you to Francophone Africa.
That surprised me too, but then I looked because they have three things for Peace Corps. You have education, you have agriculture, and then you have business development. And actually, four things. You have environmental too. And I think the reason they're sending me to Uganda is because it's a business development position. And because of my skills and my resume, they need someone that's focused like specifically in business. So being the Thunderbird School of Global Business student I am, they want to capitalize off of that. If I was in like healthcare, if I was in education, for example, I think they would send me to Francophone Africa, but for the position itself, that was
Even
cool.
environmental, I mean, literally, you did like sustainable business as your undergrad. Like, you could have done that easily as well.
That's true, but and I did like say that in my application, I was like, hey, if I could do environmental, I'd really like to enhance my skills in this domain. But you know, I'm grateful for whatever, wherever they need me, whatever I need to do, I'm very much happy to do it. And just to get out of the US for a little bit and enjoy nature, I'm really looking forward to that, honestly.
So how does
That'll
that
be
work?
nice.
They pay for your housing and give you a stipend, or what
Yeah.
comes out of it?
So from what I've learned, is that they will pay you in the local currency amount of money each month, and they try to make it to where like you live in the same living conditions as your local community. I talked to a friend of mine in class about this. She actually went to Zambia, and she was telling me all the information. And she was saying, "Yeah, you can go with like a cohort of students, or not students, of volunteers, and it's a walk of life from who you're going to get. Some people are like retired and they're doing volunteer service. Some people are like middle of their career doing volunteer service, and then people like me that are just getting out of college. And they, you know, you're in a mix, and then you get to meet each other, and then you go out to different parts of the country, and then like you reside in that village where you work on your project." Or that community or city, wherever you are, and then they'll pay you a stipend to live pretty much,
That's
which is,
super cool. Is
yeah.
it any out of pocket for you? Like probably flights?
That I have not checked.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I have not checked that information. I should because my interview's next week,
Sure.
but
We'll
I
cross that bridge when we get there. Yeah, one
yeah,
step at a
absolutely.
time.
One step at a time, one step at a time.
Very cool.
I think it could be, if that's the case, you know, I'm willing to, you know, pay that one-time cost. I mean, if
It's
they're gonna.
government though, so I feel
Yeah.
like it like flight might be the only thing you have to pay, if that. Because I mean, like even like my internship this summer, they paid for flight. So depends, but with the government spending cuts, that might be cut if you even get over there. But it was
Seriously.
interesting. I watched the fir they had the first State Department press briefing of the administration today. And they t one thing that a reporter asked and that the new spokesperson responded about was the kind of the reinstating foreign aid and stuff like that. And I think Rubio has said that he supports like the Peace Corps and stuff like that. So hopefully you'll be okay.
I hope so. I was very much discouraged after I saw them just gut USAID.
Yeah.
That was sad. And what's there's a lot going on right now, but I didn't study political science. I'm not a political analyst, so I can't say for certain about all the things going on. But I can say that, like there's some things that have been just like discouraging. It's just like, oh, maybe we should make sure there's some funding in some domains, specifically for like international development. I think that's such a key aspect of just like American society of like we have an altruistic part of ourselves that we want to utilize in some capacity. So that was interesting.
Absolutely. And it's, however many decades of soft power we've been cultivating, and we're just pulling that away all of a sudden. That doesn't look good, does not help us.
Not at
Yeah.
all. Not at all.
What's the vibe at Thunderbird right now? Because I know they are very worldly, very involved. How's it going over there?
I think it's optimistic. I mean, I know it's a weird time right now, but everyone's always optimistic in that group. I think it's just the type of the personality that Thunderbird attracts. We're very much, we look to the future, but we don't look to the future. I mean, we're realistic in the fact that, things are going to happen. There's going to be international disputes, but I think overall, the people that go to Thunderbird, we're all in the business of we help each other out. We're here to, introduce commerce into the world and to make sure that, like we can mutually benefit each other, regardless of where we come from or what languages we speak. I mean, there's students there from the conflicting countries like Taiwan and China or India and Pakistan, or even some. There's a professor that I think she has a Jewish background, and then there's a lot of students there that come from Arabic countries. So like there's what you would typically think as people being hostile towards each other because of where they live and because of the cultures they associate with. It really isn't the case. I mean, we come to the idea, the understanding that, yes, we come from different places, but there's something beyond our control. We're here to make sure that, whatever future we can furnish, what skills we have and what, competencies we can utilize. I mean, we're going to make sure it's the best possible future. So, I really believe in that mission. The thing we say a quote that's borders frequented by trade seldom needs soldiers, which means if you have trade and commerce, you don't need soldiers. Sometimes I disagree with that because I think there's a lot of trade partnerships around the world where there's two countries that trade, but they still point missiles at each other. But I'm still optimistic in the idea that, this is the proper route to take. You know what I mean? This is the route to peace that we should be pursuing, and I agree with that. So,
Yeah, that's very articulate. Well said.
well, thank you so much.
I agree with the sentiment overall. I would say like we don't talk about it in class too much. Like I think the class Tanner and I are in, just because it's literally global affairs, like that's the only class that we ever really are talking about the politics in, like very seldom other classes. But I think just like among students outside of class, yeah, the general air is positive and just like keep on keeping on. We're gonna do our bit and stuff like that. Yeah.
Very true.
Good perspective to
I
have
was
for
gonna
sure.
ask, besides all of that, Tanner, what else are you like into? What are your passions besides foreign relations and French and all of that?
Oh my God. Well, if you'll be happy to know that I spent like 2 hours today cooking, which was amazing. I love, love, love cooking. So I've gotten into it. I've tried to perfect, like master some European foods that I was trying to make. Like today, I made a béarnaise sauce, which is like made with, eggs, shallots, white wine, vinegar, and then some butter. And then you can mix that sauce and you can put it over things like grilled asparagus or other types of meats and vegetables. And it was divine, really, really good. I tried making German food. German food's really good, but it's also very complicated. Like there's a dish called spätzle, and so they're literally just like a it's like their version of like a little like tiny little dumplings, but God, it took me forever to make, and it took me 3 times to make it
It but that
properly.
tracks with German, right? Like, of course, it's got to be like the bureaucracy, way too complicated.
That's funny. Acacia, how's your cooking journey going? I know you
I
had some
haven't
fun
made a
recipes.
new recipe in like 2 weeks, I think, because I've just been busy. And then also trying to eat my fridge before I'm gone for 2 weeks. So that will resume when I get back. I have some recipes I'm gonna try. I mean, tonight I'm gonna like make garlic bread, which I've made before. But I'm gonna like use a New York Times recipe, which is about the source of most of my recipes. I get my inspiration from my daily digest from New York Times cooking.
Amazing.
But yeah, I've been like experimenting with lots of new ingredients and things like that. Like I did get scared about miso though. I went to the store and I found some miso and I was like, I don't know if this is like the right kind of miso or whatever. And so I just didn't get it. So when I get back, we're gonna revisit because for some reason, miso is a huge ingredient in like all the New York Times recipes. I swear like 50% of the recipes have miso in them. Like they have like miso cookies and stuff. I think
I've
because it just
heard
like
about it.
it brings out the flavors of other ingredients. It's like a complementary flavor. So we shall see. I might need to like go to Kmart and get some miso or something. I don't know if you have any recommendations for where to get my miso or what miso is supposed to look like, Tanner.
I have no experience in that domain at all with miso. I rarely cook with it. But if you need some, I know Trader Joe's, I work there, so if you need some, I know we have some like miso paste. But that's the extent of my knowledge on that item.
Are you
This is
still at
giving.
Trader Joe's or did you quit?
I'm still there. I'll be there
Okay.
until I'll be there till last minute, till I'm on that plane to Uganda, hopefully. So
How
it's
long have
good.
you been working there?
I've been there since 2020, and it
Oh,
is,
wow.
yeah. You know what? It's a really good job. It's a really good job. I had some other jobs in the past, and it was, they were okay, but it was very, very much stressful, and they didn't treat me right. And this job, like Trader Joe's, they do a really good job of just making sure, like, hey, everyone's in a good mood, everyone's happy all the time. So it's very
I think
fun.
you have the personality for it as well. You're definitely matching that vibe
Agreed.
of just the super friendly, super
Agreed.
happy.
Thank you so much. It's taken years of work in progress to make this happen.
Yeah,
But
they've trained you well.
exactly, yeah. When I mean when you
Everyone
spend,
has their
yeah.
like Trader Joe's favorite like item, like Trader Joe's exclusive thing. What is your Trader Joe's favorite item? Or if you can't pick one, you can be like a few.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Honestly, I'm very basic with the products I choose. But I will say the stroopwafel we get, if you're familiar with that, it's pretty much, it's like a Dutch like cookie waffle. They have like little like caramel inside, and it just like for me it's a nostalgia bite. Like it just
Yeah, I
like
was gonna
it's chef's
say.
kiss, magnificent. Yeah, because like whenever I was in Belgium, I ate those all the time, and then I went to Trader Joe's. I was like, oh, they have them here, so I'll snack on those like a monster. It's crazy.
I really like that question. I'm also going to answer it. I think in the holiday season, they had this peppermint bark that I was obsessed with. I couldn't get enough. It was so delicious, like perfect mix of sweet and then also that minty flavor. Okay, sure. What's yours?
People do obsess over that. Well, my favorite ice cream flavors used to be at Trader Joe's, and they've since been discontinued. They used to have like a lemon ginger snap ice cream, like years and years and years ago. That was my favorite. And then there was a yogurt based ice cream that was cherry chocolate chunk that was so good. I feel like that one's not carried around either. But oh, I only shopped at Trader Joe's this summer because it was the closest grocery store to my apartment in DC. And I'm trying to think what was the thing I got that I liked the most. This is an East Coast thing though, but they had pre-seasoned blackened salmon.
Oh,
So you just
interesting.
pop it in
That's
the
good.
oven, and that was very convenient. That's not like a Trader Joe's original thing. I asked this question. I feel like I don't even have like a good, oh no, I know what it is. It's the orange cranberry scones. Easy. Those are good. My mom and my stepdad used to shop at Trader Joe's all the time, and that was like a staple. Like we always got those, and they still make them, and they're so good.
Trader Joe's has so many good sweet treats and little snackies. It's dangerous to step in there because I come out with way too much.
Oh, it's dangerous to work there. Oh my God.
Oh,
Like
I
when
bet. With the
I
discount too, you can justify it. You're like, it's free. It's basically free.
it's 20%. Whenever I try to eat healthy, I'm like, all right, this is the year, this is the month, I'm gonna be working out, I'm gonna be eating healthy. And then my boss is like, oh, look at these, marshmallow chocolate caramel gummies. I'm like, oh, here we go. And then I'm gonna snack on them. And the worst thing, it's not the worst thing. It's like here I am complaining. It's like, oh, my life is so awful. They're giving us free snacks and sugar food in the back when we're on lunch break. It's like, no, you can eat though. And they're telling us, they're like, it's free, it's free. You can eat them. You have to try it for product knowledge, they say.
Of course, in case
Yeah.
anyone asks you what your favorite sweet treat is, you have to be able to
Yeah.
inform the people. Right.
Precisely. Precisely. Yeah.
You know
So
what other thing I tried that was so good is the little corn. They're basically like Fritos. It's like the Trader Joe's Fritos, but they're like corn. I guess normal Fritos are corn, but they're spiced in like a, I don't know, like ranch. It's basically like a ranch seasoning. Oh my God. I
I'm
love
a fan of
those.
Fritos,
I love
so I'll have to
those.
try
You
those.
should try them. They're
Another.
called like corn scoops. They're called like ranch corn scoops, Southwest scoops or something.
Another public favorite is like the Trader Joe's version of Takis because they have like the
Yeah.
healthier version, but they still taste pretty
I've
good.
had
I've had that a
those.
couple times. Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, those are popular, and those will they people will fight over those in the store. It's especially here in Arizona, like they're super popular. So I mean, like I've obviously grown adults that are just like, you know, like they're in the parking lot saying hi to each other, and they probably get back from like church, and then they'll be in the store and they'll like be tearing each other's throats apart for chips. It's a bag of chips. People, calm
That's so
down.
funny. So, are you just cashier, or do you do like the behind the scenes and the stocking and everything too?
So what's cool is they have us rotate on jobs throughout the day. So like an
Yeah, I was gonna
hour I'll
say
be at the
everybody does
register.
everything because it's such a small operation.
And it's nice to do that. You know what I mean? Because like you can trust everyone to do, like everyone just kind of gets around, gets experience. And if you have some like variety throughout the day, it makes it less mundane and less monotonous. So you know you can just really, you could just the day flies by. It's an 8 hour shift, and like I feel like it goes by in 20 minutes. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it sounds like you've been able to schedule it around your classes and everything too. So they must be flexible for students.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And every time I've talked to my managers, they're always super flexible with whatever I need, which is awesome.
Very cool.
So,
What? So we go away. Okay. Go ahead, Tanner. I was going to have an interesting question, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, Avantika, what is your plan? What's your story? What's going
Yeah, so basically, long story short, went to
on?
ASU for undergrad. That's how Acacia and I met. And now I'm at U of A for medical school. I'll be here for the next 4 years. And then wherever residency takes me, I'm ready to go. But that we'll cross that bridge when we get there in a couple of years. But right now, yeah, just in my first year, enjoying it, learning all that I can and going from there.
That is crazy. You should be very proud of yourself because medical
Thank
school
you.
is very challenging. That's awesome.
Yeah,
That is
enjoying
awesome.
it so far. Can't complain.
Are you thinking about staying out here in Arizona with it, or are you going to go somewhere else?
That's a plan. I really like it here. I have family here. The weather's perfect for me. So hopefully, if I can stay here for residency and then start practicing here, that's the goal. But we'll see where life takes me. I'm not
You need to
opposed.
broaden your horizons, in my
I know, but
opinion. I think you
like I've
need to
done
go
the
do
study
residency elsewhere.
abroad. I've had my
That's
experiences.
like a semester, though. You need to like go do
There is
something
a
else for
very high
residency.
possibility residency will take me somewhere because it's all
Yeah.
about like the
Because you
match
can come
process.
back. You can come back. Just go do residency elsewhere.
But that's enough
So
about me. What question do you have?
my question was, in case your answer has changed, Tanner, your answer to this when we talked about it was very interesting. What is your plan B if Peace Corps goes kaput thanks to the administration?
Oh, is this the, okay? All right. I mean, listen, I okay, especially after in light of recent events of a recent press conference. I did look on a website for Ukrainian Defense Forces, and I was about to click the button, especially after what happened with that recent press conference. Not to get political, I know there's people out there that have their opinions, but that was shameful. That like we should not have done that. That was very embarrassing. I felt very embarrassed as an American to see that on live television,
Absolutely.
and I was just infuriated. So plan B, I mean, like my family doesn't know about it, so I'm like trying to talk in hushed tones. Because they're around the corner right now, but that was one route I thought about. Just as I was like, you know, I want to do something, I want to make an impact, and I want to like be able to, you know, be proud. Like I thought about it. Like I could do the path. I could have my master's degree. I can go get the suburban house. I could go, you know, be make the. I won't make six figures, but I'll make a decent amount of money. You know, I could buy all the fancy tech and, you know, all the electric cars and, you know, the watches and the clothes and then go out and, you know, have that type of life. But I don't think I'm ready for that yet. I think I have a lot of time left to contribute and do something and give back to the world. I think there's a lot I could be doing. Peace Corps is obviously up there and I want to do that. Ukraine thing, it's very emotional, and I have that like protective side of me. I was like, when I was a kid, I was always thinking about joining military. My route changed because I became more interested in like international relations and sustainability and business. And then, especially in light of recent events, I was like, okay, this is kind of concerning. Of like, you know, we're about to let this country go into the hands of an authoritarian regime. I don't support that. I will say, I don't have anything against Russians or Russian people. I've never hated anybody. But I just feel like it's more honorable to do something in the defensive as opposed to offensive. And that's ironic coming from an American, because a lot of our conflicts have been in the name of resource extraction. But
By no
that's
fault of our own, though, like we weren't the ones at those at the table making those decisions. We're the ones trying to fix it. So
That is true. Yeah,
that's
but
a very noble cause. That's awesome. But we'll
So
see what happens.
yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, that's still, that's kind of, that's just like an irrational part of me that's wanting to do something crazy. But if Peace Corps doesn't work, I'm like, all right,
You
there's
don't even
plan
have
B.
to go fight. You could just go to Ukraine and help with, aid and stuff, and they'll take you with open arms, I'm sure.
Yeah, that is very true. That is very true. So whatever I need to do to, help them out, I mean, I know if Ukraine, or even if Sudan, for example, I know in Metsansan Frontier they've been having issues with Sudan because they've had security problems.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what holes I'd have to jump through to go there. But yeah, I mean, I had a conversation with a lady named Beth Savage at the International Rescue Committee a while ago. We had coffee because she was here in Phoenix. And she was telling me about, all these cool opportunities they do with refugees to make sure, like they have people on the ground in different countries trying to help them out, even in conflict zones. For example, like they've had people in Gaza recently. And, I thought, like, that's such a noble cause, like it's like, I don't yet have a family. I really don't have a lot to lose. I'm coming fresh out of graduation. Like I could be doing something right now with my life to, make an impact for someone, for complete strangers,
There's
but
so much you can do. Like, genuinely, if Peace Corps doesn't work out, there's a long list of organizations you can join that people will be happy to have you either way. So,
That is true.
absolutely.
That is
And
true.
now's the time for us to make the biggest difference, too, right? We're the most passionate about it right now. And like you said, don't have a family, not tied down to anything. And so now's the time to use our resources and get out there. And especially you guys with your history and international everything and the experience studying abroad and traveling, like it's good to put all that to good use.
Yeah, you're in this too.
Absolutely.
Come on now. Yeah, you're studying medicine. If anything, you're the most
Yeah.
skilled of all of us right now.
And
Yeah.
she's going into rural medicine too. She wants to help the rural populations of
Oh,
Arizona, which is a very
represent.
important group. So we each have
Represent.
our
Yeah.
strengths, and look at all of us working together to make the future a better place.
Wonderful. 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 That's awesome.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we are running out of time, so we should do Song of the Week. So I don't know if anyone has theirs in mind because I need to think about it.
Let me see what's on Spotify this week.
I will say, on Catherine's influence, Tanner, I've been very much enjoying the new Tate McRae
I gotcha.
album. That's
Okay.
like her favorite artist. I
Everyone was
really
saying
wish that
her.
Spotify had the history thing.
I
They got rid of
know.
that. That was so helpful for this.
It was. Everyone was saying that Tate McRae's album sounded just like her old one. I haven't listened to too much of it yet, but
I
what's
didn't
your
listen to
opinion?
her past one, so I don't have a reference point. I'm going to say Revolving Door, though. That one I always
Okay.
have stuck in my head, and it's because of good driving beat.
Yeah. Don't know. Nothing's jumping out to me this week.
You have yours, Tanner?
Yeah, well, it's kind of weird. It's more of just like a, you have a scratch in your brain, you don't want to itch it.
Okay.
It's called Emotion by the Glitch Mob. So they have a,
Okay.
yeah, it's a EDM track. It's a drum and bass. It's from their album called Control Alt Reality, and it is solid. There is a, I think it's like a couple minutes in, and then it gets really, really good. And it's like just kind of like a very trivial, not trivial song. It's just like a fun song to listen to. And I was listening in the car and I was driving to Thunderbird, and I didn't know how good it was until like I blasted the speakers. I was like, oh, this is a great song. So
Nice.
yeah. What about you
Yeah,
guys?
speaking
You found
of
anything?
scratching your brain, that made me think of a song that, like, every time it comes on, there's just something about it. Like, I always like listening to it, and it's called Hallucinogenics. Am I saying that right?
Hallucinogenics. Yeah.
Thank you. By Matt Mason. It's not my normal type of music. I feel like I'm very poppy, and now I'm into country, but something different. I don't mind it.
Where I
Interesting.
think, Tanner, that was the first EDM song
True.
that's been on our playlist.
Seriously? Oh
Yeah,
my
I don't
goodness.
think, like, because I'm trying to think, my other friends that listen to EDM, I don't think they put that, because like when we had Michael on, he probably said a Dua Lipa song. So, and yeah, no one else has put EDM,
There we
so
go. Love the
that'll be
diversity.
interesting. Yes.
Great.
Definitely.
I'm happy to be here for that,
Yeah.
showing EDM songs. I'm a global affairs major. I'm not just a medical student. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Well,
Great
thank you
tip.
so much, Tanner, for being on. This is a fun conversation. I'm glad to have your views on everything.
Yeah, of course. Thank you guys for having me. I had a really great time. It's always fun
Of
to do these
course.
podcasts. Yeah, of
Of
course.
course. Have a good spring break. Look
Have a
forward
good
to seeing
spring
you
break.
afterwards.
Yeah, Avantika, good luck. You're going to kill it at
Thank
med
you.
school. Absolutely,
Yeah,
man.
looking forward to it and to hearing what
Perfect.
you're up to, and hopefully Peace Corps goes well and all of that. And to all our listeners, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Awesome.
Bye.